During historically divisive times, one Missouri city could be moving toward a nonpartisan way of electing its leaders. St. Louis voters will decide on Proposition D on the November 3rd ballot. It would create a nonpartisan primary system and implement what's known as approval voting in municipal elections. Mallory Rush with STL Approves, the group backing the measure, explains that approval voting allows voters to choose all the candidates they like instead of just one, and the top two candidates advance.
Our current system really cuts voters off at the knees. You get to vote one time in a crowded Democratic primary race, and whoever wins that race, even if it's only with 25% of the vote, that person is going to represent you.
The African-American Aldermanic Caucus opposes the measure, predicting in a statement that Prop D would be the end of the Democratic Party in St. Louis and would, quote, obscure true debates and issue-driven dialogue among candidates. Rush counters that Prop D is seeing strong support. It's been endorsed by the St. Louis American, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Democratic congressional candidate Cori Bush. Chris Raleigh is with the Center for Election Science, which helped Fargo, North Dakota, become the first city in the U.S. to enact approval voting this year. He says some St. Louis residents don't vote in city elections because they fear their vote will be split or spoiled.
People have angst about city government. We also see it all over the country. We looked at the top 100 cities, and 60% of people voted against the top vote getter, oftentimes the person who becomes the mayor in these primaries. So this is a bit of an epidemic.
Raleigh adds that polling shows the approval voting process improves voter turnout and engagement. If passed, the measure would be in effect for the spring 2021 municipal elections. This is Mary Sherman, Missouri News Service.